Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 379, the stanzas 1 through 4. By Babel streams we sat and wept, for memory still to Zion clung. The winds alone our harp strings swept, that on the drooping willows hung. And what follows, Psalter 379, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 37, verses 1 through 17. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 34. Genesis 37, the first 17 verses. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved them more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them." And he said to him, "Here am I." And he said to him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, they are departed hence. For I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Thus far the scripture reading. The Confession of Faith, Article 34, Holy Baptism. We believe and confess that Jesus Christ, who is the end of the law, hath made an end by the shedding of his blood, of all other sheddings of blood, which men could or would make as a propitiation or satisfaction for sin, and that he, having abolished circumcision, which was done with blood, hath instituted the sacrament of baptism instead thereof, by which we are received into the church of God, and separated from all other people and strange religions, that we may wholly belong to him whose ensign and banner we bear, and which serves as a testimony unto us, that he will forever be our gracious God and Father. Therefore he has commanded all those who were his to be baptized with pure water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, thereby signifying to us that as water washeth away the filth of the body when poured upon it, and is seen on the body of the baptized when sprinkled upon him, so doth the blood of Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, internally sprinkle the soul, cleanse it from its sins, and regenerate us from children of wrath unto children of God. And not that this is affected by the external water, but by the sprinkling of the precious blood of the Son of God, who is our Red Sea, through which we must pass to escape the tyranny of Pharaoh, that is the devil, and to enter into the spiritual land of Canaan. Therefore the ministers on their part administer the sacrament and that which is visible, but our Lord giveth that which is signified by the sacrament, namely, the gifts and invisible grace, washing, cleansing, and purging our souls of all filth and unrighteousness, renewing our hearts and filling them with all comfort, given unto us a true assurance of his fatherly goodness, putting on us the new man and putting off the old man with all his deeds. Therefore we believe that every man who was earnestly studious of obtaining life eternal ought to be but once baptized with his only baptism, without ever repeating the same, as since we cannot be born twice. And neither doth this baptism only avail us at the time when the water is poured upon us and received by us, but also through the whole course of our life. Therefore we detest the error of the Anabaptists, who were not content with the one only baptism they have once received, and moreover condemned the baptism of the infants of believers, whom we believe ought to be baptized and sealed with the sign of the covenant, as the children in Israel formerly were circumcised upon the same promises which are made unto our children. And indeed, Christ shed his blood no less for the washing of the children of the faithful than for adult persons. And therefore they ought to receive the sign and sacrament of that which Christ had done for them, as the Lord commanded in the law, that they should be made partakers of the sacrament of Christ's suffering and death shortly after they were born, by offering for them a lamb, which was a sacrament of Jesus Christ. Moreover, what circumcision was to the Jews, that baptism is to our children. And for this reason, Paul calls baptism the circumcision of Christ. We hope to remember Mr. and Mrs. Richard and Sierra de Cock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby son this morning. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, of the dry land and of the sea, of the mountains and of the plains, and thou who upholdest everything till this very moment, then thou hast crowned the earth, this sinful earth, with thy mercies by renewal in this day, where we have been the recipients of so many gifts from above, and that for a sinful and an undeserving people. May it please thee by thy Spirit to grant a deep and an abiding impression of those matters, that we may receive, in truth, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, a very low place at thy footstool, with that vehement desire that thou, a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, may be exalted to the highest. Then in this evening hour, then by renewal, then in the sky, then thou yet giveth witness of thy faithfulness, although it can be hidden by the clouds. But then thou art an ever faithful and an ever good doing God. And to that end, in this evening hour, we and our children may still have a place in thy house, under thy word and eternal testimony. Then we have already sung with the psalmist, of a weeping people that were given to sigh concerning what has transpired in their nation, concerning their temple and concerning their city. And Lord, in these solemn days, then concerning our nation, then there are many reasons to sigh. May it please thee to yet grant a few sighers at thy throne of grace, that thou may yet show a little mercy unto our poor nation. Then oftentimes we sing together of this land, that it is glorious and free. Then it is a land that floweth with milk and honey. Then thou wast greatly blessed this country, but, O Lord, we have become proud. We have become self-sufficient. We have left thee the fountain of all good, and hewn out ourselves cisterns that can hold no water. Then those liberties for which so many have shed their blood, they are more and more disappearing. Oh, then we often sing, God keep our land, glorious and free, we stand on guard for thee. May we be given to sigh, to beg fervently of thee, but also to stand on guard for those liberties, where we see that we are approaching the latter days, and the warfare between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, that is more and more becoming evident. But, O Lord, then thou art still gathering a church. We lay before thee our leaders. May it please thee to open their eyes, to open their ears, and to open their hearts. Oh, a solemn impression that thou art the Lord that reigneth over everything. But, O Lord, that is not only necessary for our poor nation, but that is also necessary for the poor inhabitants. That is necessary for us and our children. May we be given to feel our poverty, and, our Lord, then thou art still waiting to be gracious under all thy speaking. Then thou art waiting for thy church to repent and to come in a low place. Lord, we humbly ask thee, do bless thy holy word. Then thy holy word has been opened in the family circles in this day. Thy holy word has been opened in our Christian school, and thy holy word has been opened in thy house in this evening hour. Lord, then it is so necessary that by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou openeth our hearts. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house in this evening, our Lord. Thou knowest who are thine. Thou hast seen it all. Whether there have been those souls that have entered the doors of thy house, with a holy desire and with a longing, and with a prayer unto thee, the living God, for those hungry and thirsty ones, Lord, send them not empty to their dwellings, where thou wast promised for such, that there shall be food in thy house. Thou hast a people upon the earth, for whom it becomes such a wonder if they may receive only a little crumb from thee. Then it shall be good, Lord. Be then a surprising God. But do remember the unconverted, those that are for their own account, those that are traveling on that broad way to destruction. May it please thee in this evening to arrest them, to stop them, to turn them, to work lovingly and irresistibly in their hearts. Lord, we have heard from the confession of our fathers concerning the sacrament of baptism, much instruction, but also much examination is required. Lord, then in this day, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast blessed the father and mother for the second time in their married life, with the birth of a little child, a well-born son, grant unto those parents a humble and a broken heart. May the tears be given to flow, and a prayer unto thee, the living God, that in this solemn time, that he may be a little child, one for thee, for thy honor and for thy glory, wilt thou strengthen the mother. Remember the grandparents. We remember all the mothers with the unborn. Bless and gladden at thy time. Lord, remember the manifold needs amongst us. The father who was when a serious surgery, he may continually improve, and hopes before the end of the week that he may return to his dwelling with his loved ones. Lord, a grand, a humble, and a broken heart thou wast brought hitherto, but above all things, may this calling come out of thy right hand, that it may be used for his eternal welfare. Remember his dear wife, the whole family circle. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones and all the elderly in our midst, the crosses and the burdens. Remember the family circles. Bless thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and also our mission field. We commend thy servants and the team unto thee. Lord, we now humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant thy gracious help? May our eyes be upon thee. May our help indeed be from the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth, that with a little liberty and joy thy wonderful works may be proclaimed. Lord, so we have many requests, also many sins, and nothing to plead upon. Our sins, they testify against us. But, Lord, thou art of God, full of compassion and mercy. Do remember us and our dear children in the multitude of thy mercies in these dark and solemn times, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. May it please thee to do a great work amongst us, amongst our little boys and our little girls, among our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly, as travelers to that all-decisive eternity. Lord, cause thy kingdom to come. Glorify thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 5, the 5 stanzas. O Lord, how are my foes increased? Against me many rise. How many say, in vain for help, he on his God relies. And what follows, Psalter 5, the 5 stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 37, verses 5 through 17. And for our text, we shall read verse 16. And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. Our text words speak of Joseph seeking his brethren. Three thoughts. First, Joseph's dreams. Secondly, Joseph's obedience. And thirdly, Joseph's finding. Joseph seeking his brethren. Joseph's dreams. Joseph's obedience. And Joseph's finding. Thus first, Joseph's dreams. Beloved congregation, the last two times we have already heard much concerning the family circle of Father Jacob. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when in a family circle there may be those that truly fear the Lord. When there may be a Jacob who has experienced a Bethel and also a Peniel. When there may be a Leah that was given to praise the Lord with the birth of Judah. When also among the children, even when there is one that is already a wonder of free and sovereign grace, when there may be a child in the family circle, a boy or a girl, a young person, an older one, that truly fears the Lord. Family circles, how is it in your midst? May I ask you how many? One, two. We all need the same thing. Then the Lord, by His Spirit, has given unto Joseph the tender fear of the Lord. And in the Scriptures, concerning that fear of the Lord, it is clearly written in the Scriptures that we may examine our hearts, that we may lay our heart beside the Word of God, and then that Word shall include or exclude us. In the book of Proverbs, then also Solomon has written many special, many clear things concerning the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In Proverbs 8 verse 3, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Then we can further examine our hearts. Also promises in Proverbs 10 verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. In chapter 22 verse 4, it speaks of riches and honor. in chapter 14 of verse 16, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And in verse 27 is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And nevertheless, that tender fear of the Lord that shall be tried. We have heard in the first verses of this chapter that those brothers that they have hated, that they have hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. What a blessing and what a privilege it is when there may be love in a family circle and a love with God's word as authority. What saith the Lord? And now in our first point, that was the last point of last time, that concerns the dreams of Joseph. In the Old Testament, before the Lord has given the inspired word, and it has not ceased, further after Moses has written the first five books, then we read that the Lord has revealed himself to the people upon the face of the earth in different ways. To Adam, he has spoken audibly. We read in Genesis 15 of Abram that the Lord has spoken to him in a vision. In Genesis 28, Father Jacob at Bethel, he has appeared unto him in a dream concerning Hagar. We read of the angel of the Lord. And now we read that the Lord has given unto Joseph a dream. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when the Lord grants special instruction. It can be in different manners. It can be in the way of providence, more so in the way of grace. When it may be experienced in the family circle, that the Lord has not forsaken us, but that he still speaks. What a blessing and what a privilege it is also for parents when they may be given to notice in their children that they are busy with the things of the Lord. And now with Joseph, he has dreamed a dream, and he has told that dream to his brethren. And then he has said in his dream, behold, we were binding sheaves. Do you know what a sheaf is, boys and girls? I am sure you have seen pictures that in the olden days, of course not large combines as we have today, but then the grain had to be cut in bundles, and then those bundles are put together to make a sheaf. And now with Joseph in his dream, then he was given to see, and lo, my sheaf arose. Thus that means that sheaf was still first lying on the ground. It seems that Joseph did not have such an impression thereof, perhaps later when it went through the depth and he was given to reflect on that dream where the Lord many times leads his children in those mysterious and those impossible ways that perhaps when he was given to reflect, then he was given to remember that dream. And then that sheaf has arose, thus first that sheaf was on the ground, and then also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. The question could be asked in this evening hour, was it now wise and good of Joseph to tell that dream to his brethren? What do you think, congregation? Of course, it was by the overruling providence of the Lord that there would come a time that the family of Jacob in a special way would be given to see that in his divine providence that he rules over everything. Then the question in this evening is not whether there has come a time in the life of Joseph. He surely would have given much if he had never told that dream to anyone, that he had kept it to himself, because there would come a time that it seemed that it was all wrong, that it was deceit. Oh, think when he was sold, when he has come into prison. But now the question, was it now right of Joseph to tell his brethren what he has dreamed? Oh, of course, for a Joseph, he was so full. And as a youth, then he was given to tell what he has dreamed, what the Lord has done, what the Lord has revealed, that is worthy to be told to our fellow man. But now the question, was it right or was it wise? The Lord knoweth all things necessary to be given discretion when it concerns also the providence of the Lord to give a clear example when it may be that the Lord granteth special exercises to a father and mother concerning a child or more of their children concerning grace. Let me ask you, congregation, are there yet a few parents that may have a promise and special exercises? Then, of course, it would not be wise to tell such a child, but to wait upon the Lord, that man becomes not involved, and that it shall become evident that it is all the Lord's work. Then a Joseph, he is told that dream to his brethren, and his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? Then, as it were, then those brothers, says Joseph, do you now really think that we shall ever bow before thee? Do you really think that thou shalt reign over us. Then those brothers, as it were, they were saying, it shall never be. Ah, those brothers had not an impression of what I read in Isaiah 43, verse 13. I, the Lord, will work, and who will let it? Those brothers did not have an impression of what Ahana has sung, that he bringeth low and lifteth up. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us, congregation? May I ask you in this evening, how is it now concerning? Because we hope to hear already in this evening that Joseph is such a clear and such a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I read in Philippians 2 verse 10 that the Lord Jesus Christ has received a name above every name, and that every knee shall bow. May I ask you, how is it now with that bowing under his word? Is there a following of the Lord, or are we still following hard after the world? Ah, those brothers, that is now a picture of natural man and a blessing, when by the restraining grace of God, that the Lord does not let us go, but that he keeps us on a short rope, and that our conscience may continually speak, that we receive a deep impression, that here in the time, by the grace of God, we must learn to bow our knees before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Those brothers have stated that it would never happen, and they hated him. Yet the more for his dreams and for his words tells us that the dream of Joseph has still made a certain impression, because those brothers, if that dream, if it was only foolishness, if it was only his fancy, if it was only his pride, why would they have to hate him the more? Then they could have pitied him. Thus, then it declares that those brothers, that dream, when Joseph has told it, it has still touched their conscience to a certain extent. And he dreamed yet another dream, that is to confirm the first. Is there a soul in my midst, souls in this evening, that are begging for a confirmation? What you believe that the Lord has spoken. Ah, for a Joseph, what a blessing and what a privilege it is also when we come up to the courts of the Lord, that the Lord confirms what we have experienced during the week or during the day, what we have experienced in the inner chamber, that the Lord confirms the same. Because for a Joseph, as a young boy, 17 years old, also concerning those dreams, brothers that hated him, they have not spoken peaceably unto him. How would it now ever be possible? But now the Lord has spoken again, and he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Then I think our boys and girls, they can very well understand in the first dream he was speaking concerning his brothers, but now the sun, that refers to Father, the moon to Mother, and the 11 stars, that is very clear, to the 11 brothers of Joseph, it is true. It could be asked concerning the moon, Mother, because Rachel was laid in the grave, and concerning Leah and the two maids, when they have went away of all flesh is not clear, possible, that we may understand Leah, Bilhah, but it is a picture, it signifies that there would come a time that the whole family of Jacob would be given to bow before Joseph. And then we read that, and he told it to his father and his brethren. The first we read of the brethren, but now he has also told his father what that must have been for the family of Jacob, that there was one where the Lord has spoken, where the Lord has given two dreams. Ah, what an encouragement for a family circle when that may take place, when it becomes visible, the tender fear of the Lord and congregation. Let us not deceive our poor souls. When the Lord works, then it shall be seen, then it shall become evident. The place that the Lord, his word, his day, his house, has in our life. Because when the Lord works, then he sheds that love abroad in our heart. And then we become a seeking people. Oh, in the beginning, we can try to hide it. But it shall become visible in the life of Joseph, not only in his walk, not only that he is warned undoubtedly when he has brought that evil report, he received boldness to tell those dreams. And then undoubtedly he's also warned his brothers to continue from those evil ways. But what a blessing when in a dwelling, that it may be seen and that it may be heard, that the Lord is working with his spirit, a family circle, where the Lord works richly by his spirit. And he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? As shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? What are we to understand? And his father rebuked him. His father Jacob, has he also not dreamed at Bethel? Has he not experienced the wonderful things of the Lord? Has the Lord not granted great deliverance? Has the Lord not showed that the Lord is the mighty God of Jacob, and that for the Lord there is nothing too wonderful? Has Jacob not experienced that the Lord works in mysterious ways? Oh, it is true. Jacob would experience it much more as he became older. Oh, what Jacob has believed those matters. And now for Jacob, should Jacob not have rejoiced? Should his heart not have leaped up a joy? Ah, concerning one of his sons, that the Lord had special dealings with that son, 17 years old. Ah, then there are amongst us young people, 17 years old. May I ask you in this evening, how is it in your life? Has the Lord spoken? Has there been a time in our life, your life, that it has become different? Ah, that you have become a God seeker, that God has become real, that your sin has become real, but also that you may receive encouragement concerning that the Lord knows of you. When we think of those matters, may it please the Lord to remember us and our children in mercy, and that among our children it may be seen, and that it may be heard, the wonderful works of the Lord, because for his people, the Lord is not a land of outer darkness. Ah, the Lord has said, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Thus, Father Jacob, then we read that he has rebuked his son. How must we now understand it? John Calvin thinks perhaps that he has rebuked him to appease his brothers, because Father Jacob knew that there was division. Ah, perhaps it is not all written in God's word. We have heard of that long coat that he has received. A father has sensed that between Joseph and those brothers it was not so good, that they have not spoken peaceably to him. And John Calvin thinks perhaps that Father Jacob has spoken a little harshly, that perhaps his brothers may be appeased. But then he has also added that Father Jacob, that he has not dealt honestly. And then we read in verse 11, and his brethren envied him. Thus there by renewal, then we see that those brothers of Joseph, when they have heard those dreams, that they could not completely put it out of their mind, that there was still some impression that those dreams had something special to say. Because if that was not so, then in the first place, why did they have to hate him more for those dreams? Then they should have pitied their brother that he was given over to those imaginations. And then in the second place, if those brethren, if those dreams have not made an impression, then why did those brothers have to envy him? Then there was an envy that the Lord has spoken to Joseph with those beautiful dreams, and those brothers, they could not tell anything of the works of the Lord. Or is there such a people in my midst, that have to confess that we are as those brothers, that under the proclamation of law and gospel, yet an impression, that one thing needful, that we need the grace of God to live, we need the grace of God to die, we need to become new creatures in Christ Jesus, we need to become that poor sinner, we need to become a seeking people, we need to be wrought upon by the grace of God. We need a God for our heart, a Savior for our soul, and a surety for our guilt, and a pass to heaven signed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have yet a speaking conscience. Or are there amongst us that have to say in this evening that it has become so hard and so cold? And it is true, a difference between an envy and between a holy jealousy. Nevertheless, those brethren still had an impression that Joseph had something that they did not have. How is a traveling to that never-ending eternity? Are we yet troubled with these matters? But if we are troubled, why do we not bow before the Lord and before His Word? Ah, then we see how deeply we have fallen in paradise. The necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit that we are wrought upon by the grace of God, that we are turned toward the living God. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying, Father Jacob did not forget those dreams. Then Father Jacob, oh, what a close eye he must have kept upon his Joseph, also concerning those dreams. Are there yet a few family circles, father and a mother, whether concerning what your children have spoken, not to lay hands on hastily, but a close eye. And as we have mentioned, what a blessing when the Lord grants exercises, special prayer, and a promise. Then we shall have a close eye. How Father Jacob clearly written, but his father observed the saying. And our text words, then already, what an example, what a type of the greater Joseph. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Also concerning Mary, we read in Luke 2, the verses 19, but Mary kept all these sayings in her heart. We read the same in verse 51. And in verse 2, verse 34. In Luke 2, verse 34. The words of Simeon. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul. Concerning the parents of Joseph, Jacob, concerning the parents of Jesus, then we read similar things. And now we have heard that Joseph, that he was hated by his brethren because of the words that he has spoken in Psalm 69, verse 8. Then the psalmist has declared, Messianic Psalm, I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. Then we read in John 17, verse 5, neither did his brethren believe in him. Thus then even our children perhaps can understand many similarities between Joseph and the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard that they have hated him for his dreams. We read of the Son of God in John 19, verse 7, he made himself the Son of God. We have heard in this chapter that his brethren envied him. We read literally in Matthew 27, verse 18, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him up. Thus we can draw many lines from Joseph to the greater Joseph. Ah, the Pharisees and the Jews, they thought they would never bow under King Jesus. Many have cried out, "We have Caesar for king," declared, "We will not have this man to reign over us." But the wonders of free and sovereign grace, oh, when the Lord works, who shall let it? Because also already under the ministry of Jesus, souls, they have been wrought upon. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were converted unto the Lord. Our second thought, Joseph's obedience, but let us first thing. Psalter 343, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. I cried to God in my distress, and by the Lord my prayer was heard. Oh, save me, Lord, from lying lips, and from the false, deceitful word, and what follows, 343, 1, 3, and 4. Our second thought, a Joseph obedience. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. We find that place mentioned in Genesis 12. When Abram and his wife have come to the promised land, was their first dwelling place. The Lord has appeared unto Abram and declared that this was the promised land which would be given to his seed, and he has built an altar. Also the place where the family of Jacob has dwelt for some time in a backslidden condition. Dinah went to see the people of the land. She was defiled. We read that Simeon and Levi have murdered some of the inhabitants. They have murdered that city, all the males. And the name of that family was given to stink. We read that in Genesis 33, the verses 19 through 20, that Jacob has purchased a piece of land. We also read in the Bible of Jacob's well. And now those brothers of Joseph, the sons of Jacob, they have went with their father's flock to Shechem, about 85 kilometers north of Hebron. Thus a great distance. We can understand that with the flock that they have been a long time away from the parental home. And to that end, Israel said unto Joseph, declares the concern and the love also for those sons. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. Thus his father said, Joseph, you must go to your brethren, inquire about their welfare. Undoubtedly, perhaps has taken some gifts, something special along. We read later, when those sons went to Egypt, then they have taken special things along. When we think of David in 1 Samuel 17, when he was sent by Jesse to inquire of his brethren how they were doing on the battlefield, then we also read that David has taken special things along, food. It is not all written in the Bible. And that Joseph, he knew, that his brethren, what a terrible thing it is in a family circle when we cannot speak peaceably to one another. And so it was in the family circle of Jacob. Joseph knew that they hated him, that they envied him. And now Jacob said, my son, you must go inquire how your brethren are doing. And then we read, and he said to him, here I am. That's immediate obedience. Even though that Joseph knew that his brethren were not so friendly. here I am. What a beautiful example for our children. I read in Matthew 21 that a man had two sons, and he gave them a command. And the first one said, I will obey, and he did it not. The second one, he said he would not obey, but he yet went. Then our boys and girls can understand that the one that went, he did better than the other, but of course Joseph, that is the example that we must follow. Cheerful, immediate, we do not read in our text that Father Jacob had to call twice, but immediately Joseph said, here I am. Boys and girls and young people, you never meet older people that tell you that they have honored and obeyed their father and mother too good, of course, what it is according to the Bible. The old John has written in 2 John 4, when he has met a few of the children of that elect lady, I greatly rejoiced when I found of thy children walking in the truth. And in 3 John 4, I have no greater joy when my children may walk in the truth. Thus, simple, practical instruction. But now we must not only speak of boys and girls, but we must speak about us all. The Lord has given unto us and our children His precious word and His law, which is good and which is profitable, and where the Lord in His word, even upon an outward walk, the Lord has promised blessings for the time. Need a new heart for eternity. And how is it now with that obedience concerning this word? Not some, but all of that word. Do we then resemble Joseph? Lord, here I am. Or do we still resemble? In Luke 14, I read of one that has made a marriage supper, and he has sent out his servants to invite the people to come to that supper concerning the marriage of a son. And then there were different ones. They had excuses. I have bought a piece of land, and I must see it. Another one, some oxen, try them out. And the third, married a wife. More reason to come together with the blessing of the Lord. How is it with us, congregation, concerning God's word? Boys and girls, do you think that you are too young? Too young to give heed to the word of God? Boys and girls, Lord also takes them away. The Lord says, today, if you hear His voice, we must hearken. Young people, how is it with us? Oh, with Joseph, it was a special command to seek out those brethren. But how is it with the Word of God? Or first, find the things of the world, and then I hope to think about my soul. Do not have to broaden it out. Middle-aged, too busy. It is a busy life. But I read in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all things, and his righteousness and all things shall be added unto it. Oh, the elderly ones may be discouraged, too old. Lord still calls. Joseph, Father, here I am. I shall go and seek out my brethren. Then we can understand what a beautiful type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, concerning those brethren, that chosen church. Romans 8, verse 7, the carnal mind is enmity against God. Those brethren, they were not waiting for Joseph. No, 85 kilometers far away from the dwelling of Father, seeking their own life, an evil report in that land of Shechem, where they have ruined everything before. What a picture of the fallen race of Adam in that faraway country. But now in that council of peace, how shall I place them among the children? How may now there be brethren restored into that blessed communion of the Lord with the upholding of all the Father's attributes? And then we read concerning the greater Joseph. Oh, the love of the Father, because Father Jacob, and whether it was all wisdom, could be questions asked, we shall leave it. And to send Joseph with that long coat that Father Jacob has given, oh, when they have reflected, how they must have thought, had we done it different. Hindsight is easy. Whether it was wise, perhaps Jacob thought, if I now send Joseph to those brethren to inquire for their welfare, then those hearts of those brothers, they shall become soft, and that they shall show some love to Joseph. But now concerning the greater Joseph, oh, the willing servant of the Father. Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I come to do thy will, O my God. And thy law is written in my heart. Oh, we delighted in the will of God, the willing servant of the Father. Then the greater Joseph, that is the wonder of grace, that he was willing not to leave the dwelling of Jacob. In Hebron, that word means communion, but that he was willing to leave his father's house, that he was willing to come upon this far country where those brethren were dwelling, lost sinners, that have left the Lord in paradise and renewed their choice by their actual sins. how much resemblance to those brethren. But then the greater Joseph, he was willing to come, to seek his brethren. What a beautiful type, those brethren that were not asking, that were not seeking for Joseph. Oh, then he has come upon the earth. And for the greater Joseph, oh, undoubtedly, Joseph cannot be different. That on that journey, before that journey, that is also necessary. There are parents, husbands, wives, that have bid their dear one farewell, and that have never seen one another, families that know what it is. For Father Jacob, what a profound thought, that instead of Joseph returning to his dwelling with that joyful tiding, Father, the hearts of those brothers, they have become soft. Oh, they have spoken peaceably to me. They did not show their envy so much. I think those brothers are becoming softer. Instead of that, the coat of Joseph. How necessary. The Lord grants an impression, the shortness of our life. Much prayer that the Lord may keep, that the Lord may spare. For a Joseph cannot be different. That on that journey, seeking for his brethren, that he has begged much, Lord, may I now be well received, that they may deal kindly with me. The Lord Jesus Christ, he knew, John 1 verse 11, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. Joseph's finding, we shall close in this evening. Then already, what a beautiful type of the greater Joseph seeking out his brethren. May still be declared a precious Savior for a poor sinner. The wonders of free and sovereign grace, that is the only hope for us and our children. And then the question by renewal, have we learned to bow? There would come a time, and that is so necessary for us and our children, that there would come a time that they would be given to bow indeed. We have heard of the obedience of Joseph. We have heard of wonderful things in that family circle. May it please the Lord, may I ask you once more, family circles, how is it, Father? Do you serve the Lord? Have you experienced something of what Father Jacob has experienced? Mothers, are there Leahs in our midst? You may have a hope. The Lord knows of you. There has been a time that you have sung. Because when the Lord works, then we shall be given to rejoice. Are there a few Josephs in my midst? May given to believe that good work of the Lord, that God's word is not all a strange matter. At times, that you may find your life in God's word. Oh, when the Lord works, then we become a seeker. And those true seekers, they become finders, because they read in John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me. Have we come, congregation? Have we made a beginning? When the Lord works, then it does not take place outside of us. Have we come? Oh, as a poor seeker, the throne of grace, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee to grant the application then we have heard in this evening hour, that in the family of Jacob, two peoples, those that feared the Lord and those that feared thee not, may we be given to examine ourselves, O Lord. Work those wonderful things in the heart of young and old, and may there be no rest till we come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph, that all our sins may be blotted out. Lord, remember us in the remainder of this week. Wilt thou care? Wilt thou spare? Wilt thou provide? Bring us now safely to our dwellings, and remember our poor nation, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 216, the stanzas 2 and 3. Oh, how long against thy people shall thy anger burn, O Lord? On thy enemies, the heathen, be thy indignation poured. Smite the kingdoms that defy thee, calling not upon thy name. And what follows? Psalter 216, 2 and 3. Thank you. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.